Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Masechta Shavuos, and today we are learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Ches. Generally speaking, a person only takes a Shavuah Midaraisa when there's a Tainas Bari, when the guy says, you for sure owe me money. But sometimes, even if there's a Tainas Shema, you have to take a Shavuah Midrabanan. So what are the cases? Ve'el Nishpam Shalob B'Taina. The following people take a Shavuah even though there's no Tainas Bari against them. Hashu Tafim, two people that are partners together. And sharecroppers, v'apotropin, and an apotropus, v'yisha, which is like a caretaker of an estate, v'yisha noses v'nosenes b'toch habayis, a woman who's busy, you know, doing things in the house, you know, she does all the shopping, the buying, and the selling, uven habayis, and anyone who manages deceased man's estate, you know, one of the brothers takes over all the business dealings of the father until they divide the estate. So if they ever have to give an accounting of what they've done, they're going to have to take a shavuah, even though no one knows, no one has any concrete claims against them. So Amar Lo, if the apotropos says to the guy, the balabai is the guy who owns the property, ma'atato aneni, what kind of tiny do you have against me? Ritoni shetishavuli, and the guy says, I just want you to take a shavuah, that you didn't steal anything. Chayef, that's enough, that he's chayef to take a shavuah. Cholko ha-shutafin va'arisin, if the shutafin or the sharecroppers divided the property with the owners, and then the guy who the apotropos wasn't asked to take a shavuah at that time, ein yochel hashbio, at a later time, after we already made the division and we already parted ways, you cannot make him take a shavuah. But niskalgal shavuah makom acher, if anyway you have another chiyuv shavuah that you could impose upon him, then megalgal nov hasakol, then you can make him take this shavuah as well. Vashviyus meshametes as a shavuah, shmita cancels a borrower's chiyuv to take a shavuah about a loan, just like it cancels the loan itself. So if a person is a chayiv in a shavua before the Shemitah year comes, and the Shemitah year comes, he's no longer chayiv in taking that shavua. We now move on to Perek Ches of Maseches Shavuos. So says the Mishnah, Arba'a Shomrin Hain. There are four types of Shomrin. There's Shomer Chinam, Hashawel, Nosei Sachar, VeHasocher. So Shomer Chinam Nishpal Akal. A Shomer Chinam would swear about any case that there's a claim against him, he would be pater as long as he takes a shavua that he was not negligent, that it was whatever it was, or that it was nignav, it was nevad, whatever it was that he claims happened. Vashawel meshalim esakol, and a borrower would pay for anything because he has the maximum level of responsibility. And they'll say sachar vasachar nishbar al shvura v'al shvuya v'alamesa a shomer sachar and a sachar would have to swear that if they were supposed to be taking care of an animal, that it was killed by some wild beast, or it was stolen by listim, or that it died a natural death, and then they're not going to have to pay. But a mishalman saveda v'sa gneva. But if it's a regular gneva aveda where they're chayivin, then they would have to pay for that loss. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last mishnah of the seventh parak, we said that that normally you only have to take a shavuah if there's a tainus bari against you, but shutafin arisin apotropin, and a woman who's in charge of the affairs of the house, of the monetary affairs of the house, and a son who's in charge of the estate, can take a shavuah even when there's no concrete taina against them. Like a person could just say, I just want you to swear to me. If however the shutafin and the arisin already parted ways and they already made a deal to split their to end their shutafos or arisos relationship, so then you cannot make him take a shavuah anymore. It's too late. You already lost your chance to make him take a shavuah. But if you already chayev a shavuah from some other reason, because he was already chayev a shavuah anyway from some other situation, then you could be magalgal this shavuah as well. And then we said that just like Shemitah cancels a loan, Shemitah also cancels any chiyuv that one might have to take a shavuah. And then in the beginning, in the eighth parak, the Mishnah just listed the four types of Shomrim, and we said that that the Shomer Chinam could swear for anything, and he's patur from paying. The Shoel pays for no matter what, and the Shomer Socher and the Socher would have to swear about an animal that was Shavura or Shavuya or Mesa, but they would have to pay for any animal that was Niganav or Neva, because the Shomer Socher and the Socher are Chayiv in Geneva Vaveda, unlike a Shomer Chinam who's patur from Geneva Vaveda. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parachas Mishnah Beis.